Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin, this is Sports, Sales, and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day and allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goals so you can absolutely dominate. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do and you are, it would mean the world to me if you could like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. If you could tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast, because you've been doing it for months, you've been doing it for years, and I appreciate every time you tell a new friend about it. And then I'd love to be friends ourselves, but I don't know how to be friends because I don't know who you are, unfortunately, but I want to know who you are. So here's my idea. I say it every episode because I think it's a phenomenal idea. You follow me on social media, I'm going to follow you back. We can connect that way. So at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok, at SSC underscore podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn, slide into my DMs or hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. Hit me up with your thoughts, your questions, your ideas, if you want to chop it up. If you just want to, I don't know, tell me I'm terrible, I'd love to see that too. Swing in to my DMs or leave a comment on TikTok and I'll make a video about it because, I don't know, my TikTok game's been falling off a little bit. Maybe it's because I'm getting in my own head, but that's not here nor there, but it kind of is what it is. But follow me on social media, I'm gonna follow you back, we can chop it up, we can go from there, and yeah, we back baby, and I had a absolutely phenomenal day. But first, before I get into all this, and before I kind of get into my day, and I kind of have a little funny story that I thought was funny, I laughed heavy, I've gotten some flack about last episode, and some people came at me, and they woke up, and they chose violence, and they came at me, and I'm okay with it. But people say I'm wrong about animal crackers. And they said I spent too much time on animal crackers and that they taste like shit. And I just want to tell you this right now. You're wrong. They're delicious. They're not nutritious. And I love them. But people came at me and said that was probably one of the worst takes I've ever had on this, the 132 episodes I've had. That was the absolute worst take. And I don't think that is. I don't think you've listened to all the episodes. I've had pretty bad takes, but that's not a bad take. That's a great take. Animal crackers are phenomenal, and that's it. I'm not going to say another word about it, but if you wake up and you choose violence and you come at me, I'm going to come back at you because animal crackers are great. I love them, and I finished my box today. I'm not going to buy another thing because it's ruining me. It's ruining my calorie deficit and because I love them. I love them so much. But let's move on. Today was an absolute phenomenal day for me. It was a phenomenal day in the office, and so I was very excited to get out and try to do this podcast because I just had this so much energy, and I had a great meeting, and it went really well, and it was kind of funny. And after I left, I said, I got to call my brother and tell him about it. I told my other buddy about it, and then I was like, I'm going to use this for the intro of the podcast. I had a meeting with a company. They want to make it a lunch meeting. Usually I don't love doing lunch meetings just because it sometimes can be awkward if it doesn't really go your way. And it's like, it's guaranteed to be an hour, hour and a half, and there's food. And then I get self-conscious of, am I eating too fast? Am I not eating enough? Am I looking like a slob? What happens if I get something on my shirt, or my pants, or what if I spill something? Like that goes through my head because I'm a crazy person. Am I the only one? Just let me know if I'm the only one, but I'm not a big fan of lunch meetings. But at sometimes you got to take them. And I took it, and it was okay. So it was before noon. I got there early. And anytime I like to go to a meeting, I like to try to get everything out of the way. I make sure I'm not chewing gum. I like to make sure I use the bathroom before I go to the meeting, that I'm there and I'm ready. Like, this is what it is. I'm going there. And I got there and I was early and I was waiting and I had to use the bathroom. So I said, okay, I'm going to use the bathroom. So I run in the bathroom real quick. Gotta go number one. And almost before I go number one, I say, I gotta go number two. I don't like talking about poop. I don't like it, but I say that for a reason. So I had to go. So I just went. And then I'm like, well, now I'm in the bathroom a little bit longer. Not tons longer, but a little bit longer. And then in my head, I'm like, yo, what if they show up and they like know I've been gone for like 10 minutes? So I made it quick. I get out, wash my hands, and I'm walking out of the bathroom, and a guy walks in next to me. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, man? And I just keep going. I've never met the people that I was meeting with. I don't talk to them on the phone. I've never met them. Do not know what they look like at all. I don't know if I'm meeting with one person or two people, too. That's the thing. Turn the corner. Boom, there's my guy sitting down. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? I'm Justin. Shake his hand. We introduce. He goes, perfect. The other fella just went to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, so I just, the guy that I'm meeting with, who makes the decisions, I just met him for the first time in the bathroom. Awesome. After I went number two. Hot start. Hot start. That has never happened to me. Now, the meeting then kind of started good. We didn't even talk about it. And we just moved forward. I wanted to be like, hey, man, you're the guy from the bathroom. And I maybe should have said that, but I kind of thought it might be awkward. But we just went on, and it was a good meeting. And I don't know if that story is funny or not, but meeting a prospect for the first time walking out of the bathroom is, it's a little weird. And that was my day. But it was good. It was good. They want to be a partner. It's going to be a great size. It looks like it's going to be a great partnership, and I'm very excited for it. But that's how the meeting started. And then I had chicken and broccoli Alfredo. I ate half of it because, again, I got my own head and didn't know if I was eating enough. And every time I went to take a bite, they asked me a question. I was talking. So I was hungry all the day, but that's okay because it helped me out with my calorie deficit. And then here I am. And then I got a quick little session in, and now I'm in the podcast doing for you. But it was actually a great meeting. I set up a couple more accounts. I got a couple of big meetings tomorrow. And kind of for my personal goal, I feel like I'm where I should be, if not ahead, if things fall my way. And that's all you can ask for being in November, is hoping that that I'm trending above 2019. I'm definitely trending above 2020 because... Or going in it, I take my numbers. I know I talked about this before too, of always kind of fighting yourself. The numbers that I'm using against myself are going into 2020 because of the baseball season, that because COVID didn't stop the season until March. So I'm using that as a reference of where was I heading into 2020 and can I beat that mark? Because that was going to be a good year for me. So if I can be above that number where I am now, then I'm going to be in a good spot. But you always got to keep grinding, keep moving, keep chasing that carrot, and just try to capture it before the season. My goal is to always hit my sales goal before the season starts. So everything I bring in during the season is just all gravy, baby. That's always my goal. I was going to do it in 2020, and I haven't. So I like to set up myself some big goals and go from there. And also let me know what your goals are. What are your personal goals, to hit? Do you have a deadline of when you want to hit things? Do you have a deadline of where you want to be 6 months from the season, or, you know, 3 months from the season, where you want, do you have little goals that you can add up to so you know you're succeeding? Because if you do, I'd love to hear them and kind of go from there. But that's it. So my day was really good. I used the bathroom at a restaurant and had chicken Alfredo. So, and got a verbal agreement. So that's a good thing for me. But without waste of time, let's just jump in, because now I've talked for about 8 minutes and we're going to go from there. But the one thing I want to talk about a lot is I want to talk about, don't be scared of the no. Don't be scared of the no. And this is something that I really struggled with early. This is something I really struggled with in my life, of being scared of the no. And I believe it kind of held me back for some things in my life. And then in the sales world, being scared of the no and not getting the no really gave me the no it wasted my time and it held me back. So I want to talk about a little bit of that. So hopefully if you have this mindset, you can kind of get over it, similar to how I did, because it's going to save you in the long run. So what do I mean by being scared of the no? No's aren't scary. No's are a good thing. Look at someone telling you that they're not interested, or they don't want to do something, or that they're not going to do what you pitch them, as a good thing, because it means you can stop wasting your time on them, and you can now focus your time and energy on someone that will buy something from you, that can help you reach your sales goal, and you can turn your focus on helping someone's issue and solving someone's problem and finding them a solution. If we're scared to follow up with someone, or maybe even push them a little bit because we're going to hear them say no, well, then they're not a real prospect in our sales pipeline. They're not a real possible close, because if we're scared to push them, they're already a no, and we're just wasting our time. I've had companies that, you know, you have that little grasp of hope, you have that little grasp of, you know, they might say yes, but I don't want to push them too much, because then that might be no, so I'm going to hold on to them, and I'm not going to, you know, put their foot to the fire, I'm not going to have their commit, it's going to be next month, and the next week, and next time, and I'm just going to call them to say, no, it's okay, let's move. No. You're wasting your time on them. Now, I'm not saying that you need to push everyone and put everyone's foot to the fire and make them decide on the second time you call them. No, but we have this ability to kind of see, are they really telling us hold on, or are they just trying to be nice and telling us maybe when we really know what's a no? But we got to make sure we can reach out, and that we can ask those questions, and we can get a yes or no from them, so we can keep moving on. I mean, this is just something that we have to do in regular life. I was so afraid in high school and a little bit in college to ask a girl out or try to get their number or do anything like that, because I was so scared of the no. I was scared of the embarrassment. I was scared of, oh, I was going to get made fun of and I was going to be a loser. What's the harm of getting a no? Thank God I didn't believe that with my fiance. I was in my mood and AOL, it was popping, and I went for it. And I mean, 15 years later, best decision of my life. And it wasn't AOL, it was MySpace and then AOL. That's right, I'm old, MySpace. And Tom never let us down. Tom never changed it into Meta and sold your data. And if he did, he did it behind your back. Everyone forgets about Tom. Tom from MySpace. All the young kids listening to this, look up Tom from MySpace. He was everyone's friend. He was great. And we just left him in the dust. We said goodbye and we went with Zucks, which is fine. But don't be scared of the no. It doesn't matter if someone tells you no. It's going to let you refocus on something. Now, this is also, I'll get these feelings. Well, maybe I won't reach out to them because they might say no. You know, maybe I won't take my shot at that big company. Maybe I won't take my shot at that guy, that family, that woman that told me no last year, 6 months ago, because they already told me no. You know, 2 years ago, we were close. They told me no, we're not going to do it again. Well, let's go back to that graveyard. Let's try them again. Who cares if they tell me no? We want to get no's. We want to hear no's. We want to hear as many no's as we can, because we know. We know that when we get a bunch of no's, a yes is going to follow. If we continue to do our job, if we continue to reach out, we're eventually going to get a yes. We just have to make sure that we put ourselves out there. So don't be scared of that two-letter word. No's are a good thing. Don't let it control you. Don't let it scare you. If I was scared of a no, I would have never taken shots at some national accounts. I never would have taken shots at people that told me no in the past. I would never would have taken some shots with sliding in DMs in Facebook. And I made that episode, you know, a few months ago, but I think it's only 3 episodes ago. Facebook, it's a great one. I believe in it so much. I hit someone up through Facebook yesterday at 11 o'clock at night. You know why? Because why not? I was sitting there waiting for my 2K game to load, and I sent them a message. I had a meeting with someone today that I sent a message through my phone, through Facebook. I sent them a message at 8:30 at night. And I don't say that to say that I'm better than you. I say that because you can do it. If you're on a commercial break and you're watching Yellowstone, and I'm way behind everything. I mean, I'm only like 2 episodes in Loki. Don't DM me spoilers. I'll find you and punch you in the throat. It's like if you're scared of someone telling you, no, I'm not interested, then you got to get over that. And you also have to get over the part of, I think they're going to close in 2, 3 weeks, so I'm just going to hold them and I'm going to try to baby them. No, get over it. Make them put their feet to the fire. Get the no out of them so you can move on, or get the yes so you can lock them in and go. But do not be scared of the no. If you're scared of the no, you're stuck in the middle. And no, and as salespeople, we don't want to be stuck in the middle. We just can't be. We just can't be stuck in the middle. And trust me, if you got someone who you think is on the hook, and this happens a lot of times for me with being scared of the no, is renewals. Because I feel maybe they're like, they're easy money, that they're gonna renew, that they're just talking about it, that they're just kicking around, or I don't wanna reach out to them right now because they might tell me no, and I'm kind of counting on that money being in. Let me say that sentence again. This is an actual thought I have. I don't wanna reach out to them because I'm counting their money in close to my goal, and it might be a no. Well, then their money's not in. I'm not close to my goal. I'm actually doing disservice. Let them tell me no so I get inventory to open up so I can sell that to someone else. If you're like, I tell myself this all the time. I'll go through my list and be like, no, I'm not gonna call them today because they might tell me no. No, screw that. Call them right now. Let them tell you no. And if you're scared that renewals are gonna leave you, let them leave you. Let them leave you. You are a talented enough salesperson to fill what you lost. And that's sales too. No one renews at 100%. It just doesn't happen. I don't care. You always lose someone that you think is a lock, and you always get someone who you never thought you had a chance to. That's just how the world works. It's just like the way of sales. I know when I say that, you can probably think of an account of someone that you said, no way are they going to renew. And then they did. And then you have an account that you're like, this is a slam dunk. And then you put it off the back rim. It's just, everyone has that. But we can't be scared of something that hasn't happened yet. We got to keep on pushing. We got to keep on moving. And eventually it will fall. So don't be scared of the no. This is a lot of rambling for about 16 minutes. But I think it's important. And if this can be something easy that I can get you motivated to go and call them big accounts, your big renewals, that's someone that you've been holding off and babying for a little bit to make you know, put their foot to the fire and they tell you no. It's a good thing. Get the no's and move on so you can focus on people that actually want to spend money with you and actually want to do something with you. I'm telling you, it'll make your life a lot easier. And that's all I got. Don't be scared of the no. Push for that yes. And I love making these episodes. I'm back on it every week. I'm gonna try to have them be on Mondays, when they come out. This Monday was tough. But yeah, we back on it. I know I haven't made a post in a little bit, but you know, hey, work in progress. We're back making episodes. We're moving forward, and we're growing. If you have an idea for an episode, please hit me up. Slide into my DMs at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok at Sports Sales Coffee on LinkedIn, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com on email. Slide in my DMs. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow wherever you listen to the podcast. It helps with the algorithm, or I'm told that's what everyone else says. And we'll go from there. We'll go from there. Thank you so much for rocking with me, for listening, for staying through this journey. Episode 32. We're on to bigger. We're on to better things. And hopefully everyone had a great Halloween. I hope everyone got a bunch of candy. And they ate it. Dad tax is a real thing, and I've been pulling that back, but I got to stop that so much. But it is what it is. So hey, thank you so much. If you got the opportunity to go sell something this week, take that opportunity. Go sell something. Don't be scared of the no. Make them tell you no so you can move on and be stronger, be better. Go sell something. Peace.